Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Good afternoon, my octoroons. Jay Foreman, DP Austin is back in the studios. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Grades and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and we are up here in the Metro, and also there's one in the Metro, 168th and Maple, but we are live at Blur Events at the corner of 12th and Cass, connected to the Hilton Hotel, right across the street from the CHI. But with that being said, DP, we're old school. We are here on a Wednesday. As much as we were riding home yesterday, we said that the weatherman had no choice but to get it right. He was emphatically 100% wrong today. But we're happy for it. And as we dive into old school, the NBA finals are over. And there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of college football news. We got some big Husker news that just broke about a recruiting weekend visit. But I wanted to ask you about the news of Bronny James. We talked a little bit about it on the crossover. Bronny James and his his agent, which is his dad's agent, is Rich Paul, said he's only had two workouts and is only allowing two workouts with the Suns and the Lakers, which has been his norm. And so it's no different with Bronny, but with Bronny it's different because he's LeBron's son and he was injured and he came back, so forth and so on. I want to know what your feelings are about it. I expressed mine on the crossover, but I want to ask you because you have a different perspective on it.
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is that this is a normal thing in this space.
Yes, that's what people don't really realize, but it's just not norm because it's Bronny.
Yeah, and listen, nobody's going to make anybody take Bronny.
Right.
Somebody will take him because he has value to them. He has name. He has insider information on how to eat, how to train, how to improve. Like the things that you know with Bronny, you're not going to have to deal with other folks.
Right.
You know that, listen, he's going to put in the work.
Right.
The name value, the brand already exists. You put James on any jersey in the NBA itself, it's going to sell. And any appearance, anything that you want him to do, hey, you know what? I need to send you down to the G League to sell some tickets.
Yeah.
I need you to go down there and put in work. I need you to go to the sponsor meeting. I need for you all of those things. A business decision will be made. And then on top of that, a basketball decision will be made.
Correct.
So, given the status of the NBA, Bronny will go somewhere.
Right.
He will do well professionally. One, he's already done professionally because he doesn't need it.
Yeah.
So, that's what that'll be. Look, people will get in an uproar because, well, somebody has leverage. Well, did you get upset at the Mannings were doing same thing. Did you get mad, really? Did you get mad at Elway? Did you get Like, there are people who made statements on who they wanted to play for.
Right.
If you're not mad at any of them, cool. If you're mad at all of them, that's a different state.
Right, and that's consistency. I think people just are, you know, you could say, oh, well, you know, Bronny only averaged 5 points and so forth and so on. Obviously, he had the medical issue earlier in the year, and he was able to come back and play. But what people don't understand is what's missing in the NBA from these new prospects, and I talk about it all the time in football, is that there's a, you know, you, I will argue with you that they're not better athletes. I think the depth of good to good at the good athletes, there's probably more. There's more people on the face of the earth. I still will put Javon Kearse and Randy Moss up against any modern day player, Calvin Jones, etc., or Calvin Johnson, excuse me. But I think the thing that's missing from my time and a little bit after that to now, and this has nothing, this is no different than the NBA from back then to now, is the ability to play basketball and to play efficient winning basketball is a lost art. So when you talk about Bronny James, right away when he goes into training camp, if you pick him in the second round or if you pick him late in the first round, which is essentially a second round pick, instead of picking so-and-so from Yugoslavia that's not coming over to 2030, if you're lucky, you know one thing in this too. He's going to defend. He's going to work hard. He's going to be a good teammate. He knows how to travel. He'll be on time. He'll be a professional. He'll be excellent at the end of the quarter, end of half. He will improve because he already knows how to play the NBA game. And he's improved his range as far as being a spot-up shooter. That's what people aren't giving him, the son, the prospect, enough credit for.
Well, I think you're right in that the things on the floor, one, it's not Bronny's fault that people want to pigeonhole him as his dad.
Sure. Right.
It's not his. Right. I think going a different direction. That with the success of Jrue Holiday, that's the lane that Bronny
exactly.
will play.
Right.
That's the lane. Like, listen, you know, Pat Beverly, same lane.
Yeah.
Right. It's a lane. And then there's the off the floor. The off the floor stuff determines who you're willing to take the financial risk.
You see it in the NFL all the time.
Like it's the off the field. Everybody has talent who's in the pool.
Right.
That's not the issue.
Right.
One, can you handle social media? My goodness.
Right.
Yes, he can. Two, is he going to be an ally to the ownership? Yes. Three, is he going to be a pro on social media? Can he handle the additional burdens and responsibilities of being an NBA star on social media?
Right.
The answer is yes. Like, and I'm not sure you can say that about a lot of the players that are
You can't.
So, listen, there is value in it. I know that as an exec, I always had to look at CBA level. I had to look at why not to choose somebody.
Right. Right, for sure.
Because at CBA level, I couldn't miss.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The margins and everything in your job depends on it, sure, for sure.
I couldn't miss. If I got a knucklehead,
right.
One, I'm putting X percentage of my cap to this dude,
right.
And it'll cost me more in the long run.
Right.
Bronny is a plus-plus.
Yeah.
Good in value and good forward.
Right.
And that's why we're having the conversation.
Yeah, because what people don't understand is, and granted, obviously, you know, Bronny going number one, I definitely, you know, that I don't think that's sustainable. But you got to think, every time, if he's – just say he gets one national commercial, I don't know, with his dad or on his own, and he's wearing whatever jersey, right, that alone is worth the pick. And so what people don't understand is when you get a little bit in these late-round picks, and I remember being down in Houston when you know, we picked David Carr. And Charlie Casserly said, listen, and I think Julius Peppers came out that year. And text line, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was Julius Peppers. And he said, well, David Carr is a good-looking white dude. He's married, got two kids, and he's going to be he's an excellent representation of the franchise. Now, I will say David Carr wasn't set up for success,
right.
But he was successful at that pick because of who he was and what he represented. Christian Bates, a very good, a phenomenal teammate, a great dude.
Especially in
Houston. But then who goes number two? The Hall of Famer, that dude, Julius Peppers, who would I think would have done the same thing.
Well, he
would have done the same thing, but I will give Houston credit. When Mario Williams came around, they made the pick. Now, granted, Reggie Bush went a little bit later. There's no way around it. But at the end of the day, what's off the field is just as important. Now, it's magnified when your dad is arguably, depending on who you talk to, the best of all time, the second best, third best. He's in the conversation top three or four of all time, no matter what, wherever you want. Even if you say he's 4, 3, 2, 1, it comes with the territory. I've experienced it. There's other guys that are going to experience it. And it's something that that Bronny has done a really good job at, it because when you think of it, when he was at USC, even though he was starting and then he had the medical issue, and when he came back, he was a phenomenal teammate. When you watch the games, he worked on his game, and then he became more efficient. And through his hard work, he legitimately made himself into an NBA player because he knows all the things he needs to do to be successful. He knows what it takes to make a team. It's not going to be politics. He's not going to be in year 5 or 6 and saying, and LeBron's done playing, like, oh, you only make it because you're LeBron's son. I think he's a legit prospect. Now, he has some room to grow, but that's what you pick people in late in the first round and the second round. You know that for your time at the CBA, which is different, and correct me if I'm wrong before we go to break, when you pick guys, not only is it the off-the-court thing, but you're picking guys because you need instant production.
I need you to be good.
Yeah. Like, I don't have time to wait. That's what I mean.
I need for you to be good.
Right.
My reputation as an executive in the CBA is based on results.
Right.
And the value that other people perceive.
Right.
Me being able to get my best three players to another league, to get them to an international
brings
league
you with them, right?
With a greater compensation package,
right?
For them to be pulled up to the league, for them to go to the Lakers summer league, to go to the Utah Jazz summer league, then that means that one, it's talent, they're doing work. My discussion at that level and on draft day, because we had the CBA had its draft too,
right?
And we had to find out who the NBA was taking,
right?
Or who we thought they were going to take,
right?
So that I didn't burn my number one pick. The last team that I drafted for, the coach drafted, wanted to draft. So I said, okay, fine. He went I'm dating it, but he wanted J.J. Barrera.
Right.
And I said, I get that you want J.J. Barrera, but he's not going to be there. He's not going to play for us.
Right.
He's not going to play for us. It caught him.
Right.
He got J.J. J.J. was gone to Dallas.
Right.
We wasted our top pick.
Yeah.
Wasted the top pick, and you go, wow, this is brutal. So it's – and then the other conversation is – the conversation we have with draft picks is this. Are you willing to, one, be coached?
Yeah.
And work on the thing that you're not good at.
Yep.
Like, there's a reason – we always say, there's a reason why you're in the CBA draft. There's a reason why you're in the G League.
Right.
There's a reason.
There is.
Do you
believe, or reasons.
Right? And do you believe the reason?
Right.
And do you believe that it needs to be fixed? Because there are a lot of players who think their fatal flaw is not a fatal flaw.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, you see it in the NFL as well. And having those hard talks with yourself and being receptive to those talks from in your position as GM and a person that's drafting or evaluator or just even a mentor is huge for young players. Whereas Bronny and whether, you know, eventually Gilbert Arenas' son and all this and the Boozer twins and all that, they've had those at the dinner table. So my analogy for people that are listening, it's no different than a CEO of a bank or a hedge fund. When he comes home and he's talking to Junior and the third and the fourth and the daughter at the dinner table, they're privy to essentially insider information just at the dinner table.
100%.
This basketball knowledge that Bronny has had and been privy to in the training and eventually, and then also dealing with essentially a G League type of team from when he was in high school. You get what I'm saying? Because of the travel schedule and stuff like that. He is ready.
You played it.
Right. He's ready-made just to – essentially, I would say he's ready-made to roll out of the bed and just be a professional. That's why he's a top prospect.
He played his high school games in an NBA arena with an NBA backdrop.
Right.
Which is
the NBA travel schedule, though,
right,
too.
And the real fear that NBA has is that if I get a shooter and he's playing in a small gym
– yeah.
When I put him in the big gym, does the shooting come with it? And usually it's backdrop that plays into it, not an issue.
DP, I always tell people the first 2 years in college is going to make or break you. Time management, obviously focus and determination and all that, it's no different than the NBA.
No.
And so, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk a little NIL. SMU, down there. Hey, listen, Eric Dickerson University has made a splash. We're going to talk about NIL, what it means, and how they got to where they are. And does that mean SMU potentially is on the come up? They did it in basketball, hiring a big-time coach. With the transition, is SMU trying to rear their head up above water to be a player, considering they're in the Dallas area? Jay Foreman, DP, Austin back in the studio. We're old school. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.